Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Samuel, customer service, giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to figure out what I supposedly ordered.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into that for you. Just bear with me just one brief moment, all right?
Sure.
The zip code
17872.
Is that 18782?
Well, yeah, 17872.
Okay, I'm sorry, that was a little too fast. You said 178 or 187?
17872.
All right, that first and last name would be?
The last name?
No, your first and last name.
Pamela Hooper.
All right, Ms. Hooper, billing address for security purposes, please.
377 Sheridan Road, Shamokin, PA, 17872.
Yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account, I do understand that there was some keto items that was purchased. It was a keto and the cleanse that helped reduce appetite and increase metabolism. Along with that was a fitness tracker for the 1998. I do understand within the 14 days, if there was not a phone call to cancel the account, then the subscription will automatically begin to send you out different products. That's why the charges, not different products, but the same product each month. That's why the charges has been attempted to come off the account. If you have been enjoying the products, we normally do a 35% discount, but I am able to provide you that 50% discount if you wish to continue.
Well, that's what my issue is. Someone hacked into my bank account. I didn't purchase this.
Back in March on the 19th, keto
right.
Product that helps reduce appetite and increase metabolism. Also shows that the item delivered to the address March 29th.
It never got to my address.
Okay, could someone in your household possibly made a purchase for the item?
No, it's only my husband and I.
Alrighty, we do take
Friday. And he does not purchase anything online.
Okay, no problem. We do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information links us back to that exact device. Or provided to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. These are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, and you can be charged a fine due to false accusation of fraud. Spare me this one brief moment while I get you connected over to the fraud department.
Okay, because like I said, I had to go to my bank. They froze my card up because somebody hacked into my account.
This had to be something that was taken online, ma'am, if our information does match us correctly. But just bear with me this one brief moment while I get you the supervisor, the fraudulent supervisor. One moment. Mm-hmm.